I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic presents Music of the Masters with works by Johannes Brahms, Schumann, and a composer named Maurice Paul. Coming up on Saturday, April 24th at 7:30 in Ehrn Auditorium, directed by our guest, the conductor and artistic director, David Bowden. David, thanks very much for joining us. Brahms' Hungarian Dances, so popular that he published 1, 2, 3, 4 books. They've been played by pianists and violinists, by two pianists, by salon orchestras, by full orchestras. But he only orchestrated 3 of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those works are just absolutely brilliant. They are lively. Sometimes they're very deeply sensuous. They're gorgeous. And he did numbers 1, 3, and 10 from the first book, and that was it. So other people jumped in and did some of the others. We are playing the ones done by Brahms.
Uh-huh. Now, later, his publisher basically said, let's have some more, Johannes, and he did comply. The other piece you're playing by Brahms actually comes from early in his career, and it's when, to some degree, he was kind of working out his orchestral style. It's a strange piece in some ways. It's his Serenade No. 2. He has the violins take a hike for this.
That's exactly right. The violinists go and sit backstage and have a little coffee while we play with the rest of the people. It features the violas and the cellos. It's absolutely gorgeous. And this happens to be my dissertation work here at IU. When I was a student, this was the work that I wrote my document on. I find this to be an unbelievably beautiful work. I love this work. It has so much life and vigor, and at the same time, romantic passion. And so as I look at doing the work, one of the things that I want to do is make it have the kind of power that is a part of what he was trying to accomplish with his writing, while at the same time putting some of the early compositional issues that were there in the shadows. So, and that was, in fact, my dissertation topic.
The shadows of his early compositional difficulties?
Putting them in the shadows.
In addition to the Brahms works, after everyone takes a break, we come back and there's two works on the second part. Schumann's Spring Symphony seems totally appropriate for an April concert. And then a work that probably no one in the audience will have ever heard, featuring a young local artist, a work by Paula Maurice, called the Tableau de Provence.
Yes, this is a work written for alto sax and orchestra by Paul Maurice. She wrote things called A Round Dance of the Young Girls and Grieving at the Cemetery. And then it ends with a piece with an insect called the cabredon, which is like a fly, but just it's a fly that's indigenous to Provence. And it's almost like the flight of the bumblebee in a way, but for alto sax. And we have Max Rogers performing with us. He is a freshman here at IU studying with Otis Murphy, and he won the Brown Instrumental Scholarship. This was established by Jeff Brown's father, who passed away, for his wife. And we are so delighted to be able to present the Brown winners. This is one of those things that we do in Columbus that is really very extraordinary, and Max represents them well.
We do want to just footnote quickly, before we move away from the Saturday, April 24th concert, that there's an additional feature, and that's coming up on Sunday afternoon, the 25th, 2:30 at North Christian Church, and that's the Columbus Youth Orchestra's spring concert.
Yes, the Philharmonic Youth Orchestra is really quite a lively group of kids. And it has expanded under the direction of Vanessa Edwards. We're really delighted to have them having their concert the day after.
We've been talking with David Bowden, conductor and artistic director of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, about their concert, Music of the Masters, Saturday, April 24th at 7:30 in Ehrn Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.